everyone. Thanks for tuning in to the weekly business podcast by Ruhi, hosted by Ruhi Kazi. So this podcast is for entrepreneurs, marketers, podcasters, and much more. In this podcast series, I'll be bringing on experts, industry, and thought leaders to share their insight, growth strategies, etc. on many topics ranging from marketing to the music industry and beyond. To the business podcast by Ruhi. Today I'm joined by a special guest, Mr. Marketology himself, Mr. Jeff Beal. So, Jeff, would you like to give a kind of a brief overview to the audience about who you are and what you do?
Sure. I'm Jeff Beal, known to the business community as Mr. Marketology. I have been in marketing for several years, and I am a marketing strategist. So I help companies actually provide practical strategies for their marketing, basically to get in front of their target audience, offer what their target audience needs, and convert. So it's more than just providing you the latest, greatest marketing thing out there, like the new shiny coin. I really like to dive into your company, your company's goals, set some expectations, understand your audience, help you understand the audience and the audience needs and how you can benefit their needs. So that's what I do. I have the privilege of being able to sit at every seat of the table. So I've been a entry-level worker, I've been a consultant, I've been a freelancer, I've been an executive, I've been in agency life, in-house life. So I've seen almost every angle when it comes to sitting at the marketing table. So that helps me bring different perspectives from different people's point of views and vantage points.
So what's your take on how marketing is today? And what are the kind of new strategies and new things in marketing?
Well, marketing today is more of a relationship building than it is push marketing. Marketing in the 90s and before was more push marketing. You had television, radio, direct mail, and press that you basically did commercials and you told people what to think. In today's time with social media, the internet, phones, and so forth, people are doing a lot more research and due diligence. So you can't really tell them you're the best thing. You can't really tell them you should buy from me. They make their own decisions based on the relationships and the research that they do. So marketing today is more of you building that relationship, even if you don't physically communicate with them, to have them, like in sales, the cliche, know, like, and trust you.
That was a fantastic point that you brought about how marketing is just about relationship building. It's no longer, the traditional marketing methods are no longer in play, like of commercials and all that is long gone. So what are some of the four C's of marketing?
So the four C's of marketing help you build these relationships. So I'll go to the first C. The first C is content. And you have to have quality content, not just a lot of content. So when I mean content, I mean things such as written content, like articles. You have to have visual contents that may be graphic design, maybe video. Sometimes you can have content like what we're doing right now, audio content, such as podcasts. You can have tangible content, such as brochures and mailers. So you have to have content. So that's very important. And it's very important to have content that speaks to your audience, not just advertisement. A lot of times now, like I say, when you're building relationships, in order to build a relationship, you have to communicate. So your content has to speak to them in a way that they digest what you're saying or the content that you're providing. So I say in the language that they speak. So that's the first C. The second C will be contacts. I know all of us have heard the cliche, it's who you know. It's not what you know, it's who you know. So the who you know really opens up doors when it comes to building your business, those relationships, building your client and customer base, as a lot of times people refer. I remember early on, you would ask companies and they would say, well, I just have word of mouth. And really that's what contacts are all about. So building the right contacts that also speak to your audience, also provide them with endorsements of your product or service, influences them to make decisions. So you have to have contacts. The third C would be communication. So you have to communicate. And when I mean communicate, I mean, where do you communicate with them? That's things such as, do you communicate with them on your website? Do you communicate with them through social media? Do you communicate with them through podcasts? How do you communicate with them? And setting up your points of communication and focusing on optimizing those points of communication is key. Some people say you should communicate everywhere. They kind of throw it up on the wall, see what sticks method. And for some companies that may work. If you have the logistical power to do so, it takes a lot. And if everything kind of works cohesively, then that might make sense. Other people say pick one lane and master that lane. So only communicate on one or maybe two channels only. And that works too. So you just need to figure out which platforms work best for you and focus on the strategy more than just the platform. Because one thing about platforms, they control your destiny. If you are, let's say, only using Facebook and you put all your eggs in Facebook basket, but Facebook decides to either A, go the way of MySpace, which their business model isn't the same as it was when it first came out, or B, they decide to ban you for any reason that they deem worthy, then your whole marketing campaign goes down the drain because you've only used that one platform. So that pick one channel approach, that's the con with that approach. Now, I'm not advocating do the communicate everywhere, but that's one of the drawbacks of only picking one lane. So communication is key, but it's not driven on what you want to do more than where is your audience going? Where do they go to consume the information based in your industry to make those buying decisions? If they go on TikTok, you should be on TikTok. Figure it out. Not just because you like to be on TikTok. If they go on LinkedIn, if you're business to business and they go on LinkedIn, you should focus on how to maneuver through LinkedIn. Not just because everybody says the new thing is TikTok or Facebook is the greatest. So picking the proper lanes to communicate in is very important. And then the last C is the most important C that a lot of companies fail at. I've even failed at it from time to time. And that's consistency. In order to build the actual relationship, you have to be consistent. And, that consistency builds everything around it. And as you communicate and as you put out content, it gets better. You get better. You build more contacts also as you're more consistent. Sort of put it in the mind frame of this. If you have a friend that you never call, you never message them or anything, you never communicate with them, then all of a sudden you need something, it's hard to call on that friend because they say, I haven't heard from you in years. Now, all of a sudden, the only time I hear from you is when you want something. And a lot of times in business, that's what we do. The only time they hear from us is through ads. They see an ad on social. They see an ad on search engines. It's ads in their email. Just ads. Only time I hear from you is when you want something. So you haven't built that relationship. But if you're putting out content constantly on these platforms and you're consistent, and they see that you're adding value to the marketplace over and over and over again, when you do finally ask for something, they're more likely to engage with you.
So you have shared a fantastic framework of content, contact, communicate, and consistency. So now how can someone kind of build a business or share their message through social rich media to attract massive exposure?
One of the best cliches that I've heard when it, in regards to social media marketing is social media is meant to be social. And that is brilliant because honestly, the best technique is to start the conversation and engage in conversation with your audience on social. We see a lot of Facebook ad courses and YouTube ad courses and so forth and so on. And advertisement works, but the best results is when you build a relationship with your audience through engaged conversation. That helps you build your authority. They know you know what you're doing and you know what you're talking about. That helps build that loyalty because they look at you as somebody that's a friend in a sense because you're actually communicating back and forth with them versus a salesman. And I don't know how many people love getting sales calls. I mean, I know personally, I don't, even though I understand what they're doing and I respect what they're doing. When I know it's a sales call or a sales email, I don't jump up and down and say, oh, wow, I'm getting a sales call. So, you know, your audience is the same way. And over social, if you're building social, you need to be social. Build your content in a way that engages them, that gives a dialogue, a back and forth conversation that they can actually provide feedback or provide communication back to you. As far as rich media is concerned, I think videos are wonderful because it gives more than just the audio, it gives the video, the visual as well. You can repurpose it in a way that you have audio, you have visual, and you can in transcribing and have text. So it gives you a lot of different angles. And if you're doing audiograms, you can have graphics as well. So, you know, I think that leveraging video, especially nowadays with all that's going on, people are so used now to going on and seeing videos online. They want to, like they say, put a face with a name. So having that rich media, you know, aspect to your social really helps. And if you check any statistics, you'll see that video usually outperforms any other form of content across the board. So if you're not comfortable using video, that's fine. Everybody is not camera friendly, but you can find somebody that loves to be in front of the camera and they can be your spokesperson. They can be the face of your company. So, you know, just figuring it out is a key, but I've noticed video does very well, especially when it comes to social.
So your main kind of insight is that you should kind of have a strategy which is focused on repurposing multiple content, but if you want to be on social media and you want to kind of build some more kind of rich content, you should be focusing on video.
Exactly. You know, it's one of those things where each company is different. You find out from testing and you find out from doing research what your audience retains. And you can see that by the likes, the shares, the saves. You know, you can see what type of content they retain. There may be a base that loves to read, so video might not make sense for them. But one of the things that you look at is just kind of look at, like, for instance, your own content or your competitor's content. What gets the most engagement? And when you see that, you know, most likely it'll be video. Even in your personal day-to-day, when somebody shares something with you from social, usually it's a video. It's not usually a long article, and it's not usually, every now and again, it may be a graphic. But when it comes to them sharing information, usually it's a video, you know. So just kind of take a practical, you know, logical approach to it and see which form of content works best in your industry.
Yeah, that's a great point about kind of creating content that's going to work the best in your industry. That's a very good point that you should kind of implement these kind of strategies in your social medias as well. So, what is your kind of take on how can this exposure be leveraged to get more traffic, leads, and sales for business?
Yeah, so when you're building out those four C's, you should have in mind the user or customer journey. Have in mind what you want them to do. Have some intention. It's not bad to have intentions. So as you're communicating, let's say you're on social and you're communicating with them, you should have a logical next step, a call to action. A lot of times we communicate and we have nothing after the information. And then we look at the end of the month and we say, well, we haven't converted. Our ROI isn't what it needs to be. And why? Well, we put out a lot of good videos, let's say we use videos, and they were funny videos, but they were just funny videos. So they never had a call to action. People watched it, they shared it, they laughed. But you never told them what you offer, and you never invited them to do anything. So, having that strategy mapped out up front is very important. And that's where I usually come in with companies and help them provide a beginning to end strategy with all things in between, all variables. If they do this, then have them do that. If they don't do this, then here's the next thing that we need to look at doing. Nowadays, the days of impulse buys aren't as much as it used to be because people now can do their own research. So, you may have to get in front of them multiple times. That's where the consistency comes into play before they start to trust you to do business with you. So mapping all that out in a strategy up front is very, very important. And as you map everything out up front, you can then start seeing where there's holes in your campaign that you need to plug. You might see waterfalls where they just really drop off right here, and you may need to change your strategy at that point, which the percentage increase there, your ROI increase. So, that's something that you can only do if you already have something mapped out. It's sort of like, think about if you're taking a trip. If you're taking a trip, and I'm in Atlanta, so everybody that knows Atlanta knows about Atlanta traffic. We have some terrible traffic. If you're going from one side of town to the other side of town and you hit traffic, you may know that if I'm trying to get across town, I can take 285 or I can take 75 or 85. Now, 75 and 85 a block, I can take 285. But I only know that if I already know the different directions I can take. So if you're in marketing and you're just winging it, you're just driving. And if you hit traffic, you don't know which roads can take you there. So it's the same thing in marketing. If you're not mapping things out and saying, this is the path that it should take, and here's some alternate routes if they decide to get off that path, then you don't know what to do if your conversions are low. And that's the importance of going ahead and building it out up front.
So this whole idea of kind of building adaptable call to action kind of strategies.
Correct. Yes, it definitely needs to be adaptable until you start like hitting your numbers and exceeding your numbers highly. Then you can stick with the same thing, but things change, time change. Back when, let's say Snapchat a couple of years ago used to be the big thing. Everybody was talking about it. And if everything was going through Snapchat, right now, nobody's really talking about Snapchat. So you would have to adapt.
So, kind of how to get over irrelevancy or like just the brand name kind of fading away slowly. So, you have to make it a lot more adaptable and engaging so that people will keep coming back.
Correct. Yes, that's correct. You have to consistently add value. If you're not always adding value, adding value brings you as a thought leader. an authority in the space. So that builds the brand awareness. But if you're not consistently doing that, then all of a sudden you'll be forgotten. And unfortunately, in today's time, people's attention spans are very short.
So what's your best advice for people who are wanting to kind of break into the marketing space?
I would say the best advice would be to basically build relationships with people that are where you want to be. If you're trying to break into marketing, marketing changes so rapidly that I would not recommend, going to formal school, because by the time you graduate, probably what you've learned at the time won't be relevant. The best thing is to jump in it, to test, to talk to people that are doing it, to ask them to mentor you, to ask them some of their experiences, to listen to podcasts, to read books at the moment that are written at the moment in today's time. Consuming information, and then look to those that are where you want to be and ask for their opinion, their advice, their mentorship, because you may consume a lot of information and it becomes overwhelming. These people are actually practitioners. They're in the trenches. They're doing it. They can say, don't waste your time with that. Like, for instance, right now, if somebody was to come to me and say, well, I'm studying how to, do MySpace marketing. Don't waste your time. MySpace isn't even a competitor anymore. I want to figure out how I can rank on Yahoo. Yahoo hasn't been a competitor in the SEO space in a long time. Don't even waste your time. So, having those contacts, and you don't have to have a formal mentor. Just build relationships to where you're in conversations with people. Get into groups, whether it's Facebook, LinkedIn, WhatsApp. Get into groups. Get into those conversations, because that's where you're going to learn the most information on how things are going. And then test and find out what works for you. You may have certain strengths that others may not have.
Yeah, that's a great point that you made about how, rather than just relying on the formal education and the formal system, to kind of go out there and seek all these mentors and people who are already in the industry, already practicing, and to just build relationships with them and kind of get some validation about whether what you're trying to do in the marketing space is the right way to move forwards.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your time. And I'm really honored that you considered to be a part of this podcast series. And so do you have any last minute kind of advice that you would like to share? Any last minute things that you would love to share?
Definitely. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I mean, it's been definitely an honor, and you've been a gracious host. As far as advice and last minute, marketing, like I said, is ever changing. You have to get in the game. You have to actually, like when learning how to swim, you have to get in the water. So you have to get in the game. You'll learn, and you'll win some, you'll lose some. But failure is not a loss. It's more of a learning. And just continue to learn. But here's the main thing. If you take anything away from this, listen to your audience, and then your actions should be based on what you find out from your audience. The old way of marketing used to be, we're just going to tell you what you're going to think. Understand that in today's time, with so much out there, so many options, and so many ways to do due diligence and research, it's more about relationship building. So find out what your audience wants and provide them that, versus kind of forcing it down their throat and telling them what they want.
So kind of create content with the audience in mind.
Exactly. And get in communities. I mean, there's tons of communities out there. Like I say, Facebooks and LinkedIn's and WhatsApp. There's tons of communities. I'm actually building a community myself, marketologygroup.com, to where it's just, we all talk marketing. And I actually not only myself, but others coach you through different aspects of marketing. And we dive into the strategies of those particular marketing pieces. And not only do you learn, like I said, it's not like formal training to where you read books and so forth, but we basically say, this is the strategy that's working. And here's my point of view. And then let's bring in some other experts that have other points of views or other ways that they do marketing, get their point of view. And then you can develop your own point of view and your own strategy and method from there. And then it builds a community. So you have peers that you can talk to. You have those that are more advanced than you are and those that are not as advanced as you are. And you can interact with everyone and find out exactly, you know, what's working for different people, and then make your own assessment with what strategy works best for you.
Yeah, that's a great point about how you're doing an amazing job of kind of creating your own kind of thoughts and strategies of what's working in marketing, leveraging the strategies of other kind of experts in the space, and then providing that to people and commoners who may not have the same amount of knowledge, and then kind of building and nurturing a community around that. That's an amazing thing that you're doing with your marketology.com.
Thank you. Yes. Going through MrMarketology.com. As far as my social for brand awareness, I have Mr. Marketology across all social platforms. So that's the best way of contacting me. LinkedIn's the only one that's different. That's under Jeff Beal. So it's, you know, of course they have to have your real name. So that's how you can contact me on social, Mr. Marketology. Website is MrMarketology.com. That's MrMarketology.com. And then if you are interested in being a part of that community, MarketologyGroup.com. So that's the actual community, and that I'm in there every day. So you can, you know, reach out and ask questions and things of that nature.
Now, just a small request. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review the podcast in Apple Podcast. Or if you're listening on Spotify, make sure you follow there, subscribe, and share the podcast with other people. Hope you learned something new today, and looking forward to connecting next week.